Get it? The Bird Show.
So this is a nice, nice segue to a policy change the Bird Show is making this year. It's a big one. It's going to change everything for us this year. I suggested to the show a couple of weeks ago that based on the last election and the friction that was there, that the Bird Show establishes a policy. I hit that one pretty good. No politics on the Bird Show in 2024. No! Yeah. Here's how we feel about it, you guys. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. It does us no good. You know, at the end of the day, you know, with the last election, I think it was just so incredibly heated. I don't think so. The last election was so incredibly heated, right? And it is, at the end of the day, a morning show, a radio show, is a popularity contest. All right. So for us to be able to come on here and express how we're feeling about a certain candidate one way or the other, this is eliminating half of our audience. Okay. And to be totally honest with you, most of this studio leans to the left, right? I think I'm probably most to the right, and I consider myself moderate. Although, Abby, I think that you have some moderate tendencies also.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a family that leans more conservative, but I would say, like, as a woman who's grown up in a different environment and has enriched myself in a more diverse culture, I think I definitely probably lean more where you are, where mm-hmm. it's like you have some things that you're more on the right, some things that you're more on the left. So I'm in the middle. I'm Switzerland.
It's really frustrating. Again, here we are. And again, this is the last time we're going to be talking about politics. I just think that you guys are going to be inundated with it. We all talked about this. You guys are going to be inundated with this. There is no place for you to run or hide when it comes from the passion of politics. And there's going to be arguments going on in your real life. We just feel like you don't want to turn the radio on and hear the same thing in this format. If you want that, then you go to the AM stations or the political stations, and that's where you're going to go if this is your political season. But that's not what we do, man. I mean, we're not political pundits. We're not experts. We are no different than you guys. We're emotional about our candidates also. And we don't want to come in here and have that kind of friction. And we're assuming that you guys don't want to feel that friction or listen to it before you get to work or you get to school or whatever.
It's so important to have an escape, too. I told you guys, I think it was last year, I was really down in the dumps and I just felt like everything was awful. And then I took myself off social media and I stopped reading political headlines and like big bad news headlines. And how I felt about the world completely changed. And it just taught me, like, it's cool to immerse yourself in that, but when you're surrounded by it 24/7, it'll drag you down. So you need to identify places where you can go to just escape for a while.
I will say the same thing this year that I said 4 years ago, and that is I feel politically homeless. Nobody fits me, right? One's too far to the right. One's too far to the left. I thought maybe there was a guy in the middle that I was starting to follow Kennedy, like, even though he had some freaky conspiracy theories, I thought, okay, maybe he's going to be the whistleblower in government. Then last week he comes out and says, I'm thinking about having Aaron Rodgers as my vice president. Damn it!
That's what did it for you?
Now I can't even look at him, man. So I don't know where to go with it. I'm frustrated. I'm sure you guys are frustrated with it also. And to wake up in the morning and have to listen to that and listen to that frustration when you're so serious about it. And there is a lot on this election. And I just want to remind you, as this is the last time we're talking about politics before we go away from it, is that keep this in mind. And this is really, really important. You are being manipulated online, period. When you click on an article that is conservative, the algorithm says, oh, in order for me to keep this person online, I need to continue to feed them conservative information. Same when it comes to liberalism. You click on a Joe Biden article, it's going to say, oh, they spent 15 minutes on a Joe Biden article. All of a sudden, you're going to be getting article after article and influencer after influencer that is making your view on the world so narrow that when somebody else has a different opinion, you're like, how is that even possible? When all the information I get says the whole world is against you, when the truth of the matter is they're getting information saying the whole world is against you.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're not diving into politics. A, because I would sound stupid if I tried to talk about politics, period.
Oh, honey, you don't need that.
I went to school to make fart jokes and talk about Kim Kardashian on the radio. That's what I signed up for. I'm not here to educate anybody on what they should believe. I'm glad that you guys weren't afraid to do it before this, because I think it speaks to, you know, you guys wanting to stand up for what you believe in and you want to talk about things that are important to you. But I've always felt like entertainment and politics should be separate. I wouldn't want to turn on CNN and see Taylor Swift, just like I wouldn't want to turn on The Burt Show and see CNN.
There you go.
Say less. Abby said it best for me. I have never been a big political guy. I would sound like a complete idiot, and I'm very happy that we don't have to talk about it either, because I want to escape.
Yeah, I assure you, we are going to sound like complete idiots on other topics. We don't need to add this one as well. That's what we do.
It's not politics to the list.
The Burt Show. Real idiots.
Get it? The Burt Show.